This story is read by David McPhee. Sergeant Alexander Scott, DCM, service number 14591 of the 7th Battalion, the Bedfordshire Light Infantry. Alexander Scott was born in Rashiehall Hall in the parish of St Martin in 1890. He was the third of four children born to John and Isabella Scott, who had married in 1882 in Kirriemuir. Alexander's father worked as a ploughman. Alexander attended school at Balbeggie and later Scone Public School. On leaving education, he was employed by Messrs Pooler as a dyer. The following is an extract of a newspaper article of the 10th of August 1914, 6 days after Britain declared war. Messrs J. Pooler and Sons, Patriotic Conduct. It is understood that as well as placing the firm's large motor vans at the disposal of the military authorities in connection with transport work, Messrs Pooler and Sons Limited, Perth, have purchased large quantities of wool, which is to be converted by their workers into useful garments for the use of soldiers. The firm has also offered to the Red Cross Society their large hall in Carpenter Street. The offer has been accepted and the building will be fitted up as a Red Cross stall and be ready tomorrow. After working at Pooler and Sons, Alexander moved to Bristol, where he worked with Messrs Willoughby. At the time of World War I, dyeing was one of the specialised industries in Bristol. Alexander enlisted on the 15th of September 1914 with the Bedfordshire Light Infantry. The regiment raised 21 battalions and was awarded 74 battle honours and 7 Victoria Crosses, losing 6,500 men during the course of the war. The 7th Service Battalion was formed at Bedford in September 1914, which is where Alexander would have joined, and he moved to Aldershot attached to the 9th Division. On the 25th of February 1915, the battalion was transferred to the 54th Brigade of the 18th Division and moved to Colchester. In May of that year, they moved again, this time to Salisbury Plain. The 18th Division, including Alexander, were mobilised for war and landed in France in July 1915. He was engaged in various battles on the Western Front. Alexander was gradually promoted to the rank of sergeant. On the 2nd of April 1918, the following gazette was issued announcing the award of the Distinguished Conduct Medal to this brave NCO. For his conspicuous gallantry and devotion to duty during an attack against enemy position, after his platoon officer had been killed, he assumed command and successfully led his men in face of very heavy machine gun fire and artillery barrage to their objective. Then personally, with a few men, established a more advanced post close to the enemy position. He behaved with great courage and showed fine leadership. In May 1918, the 7th Battalion of the Bedfordshire Regiment was disbanded and all members, including Alexander, were transferred to the 2nd Battalion. Alexander Scott was killed on the 1st of October 1918. His battalion had taken the village of Ventoux in northern France the day before and were holding it in face of strong opposition. The building Alexander was in was struck by an enemy shell. As it collapsed, a piece of iron struck Alexander on the head, killing him instantly. Alexander is buried in Ventoux Communal Cemetery, France. This cemetery contains only two Commonwealth burials of World War I. Alexander was 28 years old. He was awarded the 1914-15 Star, the Victory and the British War Medals. We will remember them.